And what that represents would be that our eyes are very important to us.
啊, 灯也是很重要。
Of course, lamps would also be considered very important.
题目说啊, 眼睛是身上的灯。
And the topic here says that the eyes are our lamps to our body.
那我们也有可能会联想到眼睛是灵魂之窗。
And so from that, we could actually start to consider how our eyes are the windows to our soul.
请看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音11章。
Luke chapter 11.
33节。
Chapter 11, verse 33.
路加福音11章33节
Luke chapter 11 verse 33
没有人点灯放在地窖里或是斗底下总是放在灯台上使进来的人得见亮光 34节
Verse 34
您的眼睛就是身上的灯您的眼睛若嘹亮全身就要光明眼睛若昏花全身就黑暗 35节
35.
所以你要省察 恐怕你里头的光或者是黑暗的 36节 若是你全身光明 毫无黑暗 就必全然光明 如同灯的明光照亮你 37 那说话的时候 有一个法利赛人 请耶稣同他吃饭 耶稣就进去坐席 38节
38.
这法利赛人看见耶稣饭前不洗手 便诧异
39。39。主就对他说：“如今你们法利赛人洗净杯盘的外面，你们里面却是勒索和邪恶。无知的人啊，四十节。”40。无知的人啊，照外面的不也照里面吗？41。只要把里面的施舍给人，凡务必你们就洁净的。啊，那这段圣经呢是很有趣的一段。So
this particular passage is actually very interesting one.
因为我们刚好在读这段圣经这几个礼拜。Because
it just so happened that we are currently reading this passage.
那这个34节说，你眼睛就是身上的灯。And
in the verse 34, he says, here it says that the lamp of the body is the eye.
那当然，眼睛我们都很清楚，是我们身上的一部分。And
of course, we all know that our eyes are a part of us.
眼睛不明亮的话，当然是看不清楚啊。
Without eyes being able to see, without eyes being clear, we're not able to see.
那当然也可以指着说，属灵眼睛不明亮的话，我们就没有属灵的远见呢。Of
course, it also means that if our spiritual eyes are not clear, then we cannot see very clearly in spirit.
也就是说，没有属灵的信心呢。That
we do not have a faith in spirit.
那灯也是很重要。Of
course, light. Lamps would be very important. The purpose of the lamp is to shine light in darkness so that we may be able to see clearly our path. And because of that, every word we become very familiar. But it seems that it would be very difficult for us to make the connection of all of it together.
我们再念一次,
Let's read it together.
34节,
Verse 34.
你眼睛就是身上的灯,
the lamp of the body is the eye.
你眼睛若嘹亮,
Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light.
眼睛若是昏花,
but when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness.
那这一句话最主要的是要讲什么?
What is this particular passage referring to?
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
要帮助我们了解。
Now this can allow us to understand.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
19节。
Verse 19.
19节。
Verse 19.
说不要为自己积财在地上，地上有虫会咬，能朽坏，也有贼会来挖龙窟来偷。二十节，只要积财宝在天上，天上呢就没有虫子，不会朽坏，也没有贼来挖来偷。二十一节，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。然后接下来呢，主耶稣就讲这个22节。
And subsequently, in verse 22,
那眼睛就是身上的灯。
The lamp of the body is the eye.
那24节呢?
Verse verse 24.
又在讲到这个不要忧虑啊，这个衣食啊、穿的啊、吃的问题啊。
Here is mentioned how we should not be, we should not worry about, the issue of having to eat or drink.
啊，所以我们可以看到，在主徒马太福音第六章所讲的呢，哈，都是在讲这个财钱财的问题。
And so prior to, verse 22, here really mentioned about, issues with money.
到了二十二节呢，在忽然插进这一段。
And then.In verse 22, all of a sudden, he interjected with this particular passage.
所以这一段到底是在讲什么？
As such, what is this particular passage referring to?
当然就是在讲说很简单的道理啊，就叫慷慨啊。
Of course, what it is mentioning here is actually a very simple idea, and that is we need to be generous.
不要太吝啬。
That we should not be too stingy.
因为眼睛啊，有好的眼睛，有坏的眼睛啊。
Because with eyes, we could have very good eyes or very bad eyes.
我们再来看一个啊，来做参考。
And let's read another verse, for our reference.
啊，马太福音二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音二十章十五节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 15.
马太福音二十章十五节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 15.
我的东西难道不可随我的意志用吗？因为我在我做好人，您就。你就红了眼吗
？Verse 15, is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things, or is it your eye evil because I am good？
哦，你看呢、哦？啊，翻译人说 ，your eyes evil， 对，你的眼睛邪恶的，你的眼睛是恶的。
So here, in terms of translation, actually mentioned the eyes being evil。
啊，我们的中文是说眼就红了。
But in Chinese translation, saying that you have a red eye。
那我们看这个主人呢、啊？这个主人呢、啊，他眼睛很好啊。这个主人他很慷慨，就是后来的人哈、啊，他应该照理来说，他的工资会少于第一个进来的人呢、啊，
so,
早上进来的人呢、啊。
What here is mentioning is that the master was being very generous. That is, those who came later actually receive same portion of pay.
但是这个主人很慷慨。
That's because the master was being very generous.
啊，就是后来的人那一样，大家通通有奖。
It seems that those who came later would also receive their due reward.
啊，你说是不是很慷慨呀、啊、
？Wouldn't you consider that to be generous?
啊，可是相对于这个刚进来的人呢，啊，他就心里面就起了嫉妒之心呢、啊。
Nonetheless, for those who came first, they then became they then have this heart of jealousy.
所以他看事情呢、啊，就跟这个主人不一样。
And what they were able to see was very different from that of the master.
因为刚进来的人，第一个进来的人，他们心胸很窄小啊。
Because for those who came in first, their heart they were being very narrow-minded.
所以他们的眼睛啊是邪恶的，是不好的眼睛啊。
And so, as such, their eyes were being evil and was not good.
所以他们内心就黑暗了。
And that is in their heart, they became dark,
没有光明
and without light,
因为他们的心很窄小
because their heart, their mind was very narrow,
没有慷慨的心
without a very generous attitude,
啊，所以就让我们联想到，
so
眼睛是身上的灯
can allow us to think that, that our eyes would be our lamp to our body.
那讨论的方向并不是在说眼睛是灵魂之窗啊
and the idea is that.It is not that the eyes would be the lamp, the window to our soul.
相反的，就是告诉我们啊，要慷慨呀、啊，不要吝啬。
Conversely, what it is referring to is that we need to be generous and not be stingy.
啊，所以我们讨论方向啊，就是这个方向。
And so our direction of discussion would be in that way.
好，那第一个呢，要慷慨呀、啊，要先从思想、观念、态度来做起呀、啊。
And first of all, in becoming generous, we need to work on our attitude as well as our mentality.
那一个人为什么会吝啬？
Why would one become stingy?
那他一定是很害怕不够啊。
Because that person would be afraid of not having enough.
好像那个十个童女的比喻啊。
Just like the parable of the ten virgins.
啊，五个愚拙的，五个聪明的。
That there were five foolish ones and five wise ones.
啊，聪明的他们有预备油啊。
And for those who are wise, they prepare oil.
愚拙的他们也没有预备油。
But those who were foolish, they did not prepare enough oil.
啊，新郎来了。
That when the bridegroom came,
啊，愚拙这些陪伴的人就说啊，赶快啊，你这些你有的人都这一点分给我们吧。
And for those who were foolish,
asked the wise one, saying, "Oh, can you share some of your oil with me, with us?"
这些有预备的人呢
？For those who prepared,
啊，就说啊，哎，不行啊，恐怕我们不够啊。
They would say that, "Oh, we cannot do so because it would seem that we do not have enough."
这聪明的人就拒绝分给他们。
And those who were intelligent then refused to give up their oil.
因为他们认为恐怕不够啊。
Because they were thinking that perhaps they would not have enough.
所以吝啬的人呢，往往都是这种想啊。我要现在给你的话，那恐怕我自己都不够用了。
And for those who are stingy, they might have this mentality that is, perhaps I don't have enough for myself to use.
因为主耶稣在马太福音哈讲了那一个话以后。
So in Gospel according to Matthew, after the Lord has said this,
就马上记得说不要忧虑吃的穿的。
He then said, "Do not worry about the issue, what to eat or what to wear."
意思说不要忧虑不够啊。
So in other words, it was to tell him not to worry about insufficiency.
因为我们所需要的神都会安排的。
Because for what we need, the Lord would have prepared.
啊，再请看回来马太福音第六章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章三十一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说啊，吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。三十二。
Verse 32.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们所需用的这一切东西呢，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。三十四。
Verse 34.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天只有明天忧虑，一天的难处一天担当就够了。所以就是可以不用考虑到明天了。
And so this is telling us to not worry about tomorrow.
我们有能力的话就去帮助别人了。
That if we have the ability, we need to help others.
我们就不需要考虑说，哎呀，我恐怕不够啊。
We do not need to consider how we might be lacking.
也不用考虑说我没时间呢。
We do not also consider that we do not have time.
所以圣经说不要浪费时间。
The Bible told us not to waste time.
啊，那个英文说 redeem， 我们 redeem the time 嘛。
In English, it actually means that we need to redeem the time.
那谁可以 redeem 我们的 time 呢
？Who can redeem our time？
神啊，神可以再给我们时间呢
？Lord, because Lord can provide us with more time.
所以圣经说，孝顺父母亲的人。
Therefore, the Bible said that for those who honor their parents，
那神会给他们寿命，神会给他们时间呢。
The Lord will give them。More life and more time on earth.
因为生命啊是掌握在神的手中。
Because life is in the control of God.
所以我们乐意把时间、把生命给别人的话
，So if we're willing to give our life, give our time to others,
我们就不用烦恼太多。
Then we do not need to worry too much.
不要烦恼我呢？那我呢？我这样给你的那我呢
？So it's not ask, oh, if I was to give this to you, then what about me?
那意思就是说，不要自我中心太重。
In other words.Do not be too self-centered.
啊，不要忧虑太多。
And so we do not need to worry too much.
啊，昨天晚上我们已经谈过了。
So, last night we have also mentioned this.
人要有虑啊，要有考虑，要有计划。
As human beings, we need to have plans. We need to have considerations.
但是呢，太过分的话也不好啊。
However, if we do so, over a certain extent, then that would be would not be good.
那烦恼太多的话。啊，会变成忧郁症的。
Of course, if we worry too much, then that shall develop into a depression.
因此，圣经告诉我们要先求神的国、神的义。
And therefore, the Bible told us that we need to seek His kingdom, His righteousness first.
那第二个
，second，
主耶稣他说啊，施比受更有福啊。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，请看罗马书，不是使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
三十五节
，verse 35。
三十五节
，verse 35。
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说啊，施比受更有福。
I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
啊，当然，在四福音里头，我们找不到这一句话。
Of course, within the four Gospels, we actually cannot find this particular phrase.
但《使徒行传》的作者是路加。
But for the author of Book of Acts was Luke himself.
但路加他还是写路加福音呢、啊。
Luke was also someone who wrote the Gospel according to Luke.
他可能跟随主的时间不多，也可能没有啊。
The time that in which he spent to follow Lord Jesus was probably not a lot, or maybe even none at all.
但是他是详细考察，他就详细来关于主耶稣所讲过的话，他可能去访问别人啊，主耶稣曾经说过什么，做过什么事情啊。
However, he probably done his research that he investigated by visiting others and interview others.
好像历史学者一样。
As if he was a historian.
所以要透过很多的访问。
That he done so, he investigated through interviews.
那这一句话就是里头之一啊，主耶稣也说过，做事比说更有福。
And this particular phrase was actually received that way, and that is, he said that the Lord said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
能够给别人，感谢主啊。
That if we are capable of giving to others, then really thank the Lord.
所以有的时候，服侍主啊，是很辛苦啊。
And therefore, at times, in serving the Lord, it will be a very difficult task.
哎，也不能够否定啊，真的是辛苦啊。
Undeniably, it can be very difficult at times.
你要花时间。
You need to spend your time.
但是有些时候，我们想想。
However, let us think about this.
感谢主啊，我们还能够动啊。
Really, thank God that we're capable of moving around.
我们还有个健康身体。
That we have a very healthy body.
啊，想想，假如我们躺在病床上的话。
Let us think about this. That is, if we simply lay on our sick bed.
我们哪里能够动？
How are we able to move around? Then we cannot do anything. We still have some money. And so that we can help others. That if we are without anything on us, even if we have the heart, we cannot, we're not going to be capable of doing so. So right now we still have the ability that we need to thank the Lord with all our heart.
当去帮助那些软弱的人的时候，
and once we're capable of helping those who are weak,
我想到神的恩典呢，
and we are reminded of God's grace.
那些人真的是需要我们的帮助。
That those really truly deserve our help.
因为这个也是要神让我们得福气的一个机会。
Because this is also an opportunity through which the Lord wants to give us blessing.
所以圣经说，施比受更有福啊。
Hence, it says here that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以有的人啊，不要受了，叫他不要接受人的帮助。
And for others, they might not even want to receive help from others.
他宁可在尽所能啊，怎么样都要去帮助别人。
That in all ways they want to help others.
因为他知道施比受更有福啊。
Because they know it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以我们怎么慷慨，我们要了解到施比受更有福。
So how do we become more generous and understand, internalize this concept of being more blessed to give than to receive?
同时我们要纪念穷人啊。
But at the same time, we need to remember the poor.
啊，请看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
加拉太书第二章第十节。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 10.
只是愿意我们祭奠穷人，这也是我本来热心去行的。
Verse 10, they desire only that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I also was eager to do.
那可见祭奠穷人这个教训也是从主耶稣来的。
And it seems that the idea of remembering the poor came from the Lord.
那主耶稣来就是要帮助那些穷苦的人呢。
So for the Lord Jesus Christ coming, he was here to help those who were poor.
所以你看，他要举一个例子，说要在办婚宴的时候。
And so he made this example in which they were having this banquet.
发出了很多的邀请函。
That they sent out many invitation letters.
很多人都不来参加。
A lot of people did not want to come to attend.
邀请函里面说，你愿不愿意来呀？大家都说 no, no, no.
And on the invitation letter, a lot of people it asked, "Oh, do you want to come?" But a lot of people reply by saying no.
啊，主耶稣就很生气啊。
And as such, the Lord Jesus
became
quite indignant. And then he said that, "Well, invite those who are poor on the street."
啊，主耶稣也经常跟穷人在一起。
And quite often, the Lord would spend time with the poor.
所以使徒们他们互相勉励、互相鼓励，甚至要出去传福音的时候，还交代他们说：“你们要祭奠穷人。”
And so, because of that, when the disciples, the apostles, went out to preach, they also made mention that you need to remember the poor.
因为穷人很辛苦啊。
Because for those who are poor, they have a very difficult life.
我们到非洲去的时候，
when we went to Africa,
有的人没有钱上学啊。
A lot of people did not have the money to go to school.
有的人被那个虫，被那个蚊子叮的。
A lot of people were stung by mosquitoes.
得到疟疾啊。
And they were contracted with malaria.
不是躺在床上啊。
It's not that they were lying around their sick bed.
是躺在地上。
Rather, they were actually lying around on the ground.
妈妈就坐在她的旁边呢。
The mother would just sit right next to them.
妈妈无能为力啊。
The mother was helpless.
看到自己孩子躺在那里呀。
That she saw how her own child was just laying there.
为什么？
Why would that be the case?
她希望她的孩子能够得到医治，赶快健康，能够站起来。
She wanted the child to be able to be healed and stand up and walk again.
没钱买药啊。
But then they did not have the money to buy medicine.
有药可以吃啊。
They did have medicine for them.
吃了以后就会好啊。
That after they eat of the medicine, then they would become better.
问题是没钱啊。
But then rather, they did not have the money.
说没钱真是很辛苦啊。
And because of that, they led a very difficult life.
所以我们想到这里的话，我们要慷慨。
And so we need to become generous.
我们看当时马其顿众教会的那些信徒啊，他们也是很穷啊。
And so if we look at back then for the believers in Macedonia, they also were very poor.
请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章第一节。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
哥林多后书第八章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩啊，告诉你们，就是他们在患难中做大事殿的时候，能有满足的快乐，在极穷之间，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。第三节
，verse three，
我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且过了力量，自己也甘心乐意的捐助。第四节
，verse four，
再三的求我们哦，准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。第五节
，verse five，
并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。我们看这段圣经是不是很受感动啊
？And so when we read this particular verse, aren't we touched？
不晓得大家心里怎么想啊
？I don't know what do you think in your heart。
是不是只有白纸写黑字啊？没有什么感觉啊？
Or would it be that it's just simply letters on paper that you do not have any feelings toward them?
我们的心啊，就是等于是像石头一样啊。
That our heart would be like that, like those of stones.
你看呐，这些人呢，又穷。
And so if we consider these people that they were rather poor,
又受大试炼，
and that they were under great affliction.
当这个试炼是什么事情呢？我们不知道。
What kind of affliction would these be? We do not know.
但是我们只要是处在当时啊，是他们的朋友、他们邻居的话，我们看了也一定是会同情他们。
However, if we were their friends or their neighbors, then we would actually become able to empathize with them.
他们的墙壁啊，可能少一面墙壁的。
And perhaps with their houses, they probably lack one side of the wall.
你看非洲那个房子啊，有的就是。破一个大洞啊，房子破一个大洞。
And so if you go to houses in Africa, go see houses in Africa, a lot of houses would just have a big hole right in the middle of their walls.
那个洞啊，是比这个讲台还大。
The hole would be bigger than the size of this pulpit.
所以也不需要门啊。
And because of that, they probably did not even need doors.
也不需要什么警报系统啊。
And did not need any alarm system.
你看，穷得这样子。
And it was they were so poor to that extent.
那我想，这个马其顿教会的一些信徒也是很穷的。
And so we can see that these members in Macedonia were also quite poor.
是我们在自由在富裕的国家里头很难想象的。
Within this rich country, it would be very difficult for us to imagine.
我们在座的每一位都很难想象。
And it would be very difficult for those who are sitting among here.
除非您到非洲去走一趟，您才。知道什么叫贫穷啊
？Only after you went and travel in Africa would you be able to understand.
在美国没有穷人啊。
That in the United States there will be no poverty.
他们真的是穷人啊。
Because these people were actually poor.
保罗他形容哈，他形容是在极穷之间。
Paul said that they were suffering in deep poverty.
保罗他是传道人。
Paul was a pastor himself.
他经常要远行，要走路传福音。
He had to walk about in order to preach the gospel.
他没有一个固定的家。
He did not have a established home.
所以在物质上来讲，保罗他已经很穷了。
And so, in terms of material possessions, Paul was a very poor person.
可是这些人呢，一定是比保罗更穷了。
But then for these people, they probably were worse off than Paul.
但是呢，他们仍然哦，愿意来帮助别人。
However, they were still willing to help others.
保罗说啊，我第三节，我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且是过了力量，根本就是超过他们的力量啊。
In verse 3, here it says that that he bear witness according to their ability and even beyond their ability.
他们很慷慨。
They were so generous.
为什么他们很慷慨？
How were they able to become so generous?
因为他们有信心啊。
Because they had the faith.
他们生活就是跟主啊连在一起的。
That with their lives, they were connected to Lord Jesus.
他们知道，只要求神的国、神的义啊，那这一切神都会帮助他们。
They knew that if they were only they were just to seek God's kingdom and righteousness, all these shall follow them.
他们知道施比受更有福啊。
They knew that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
他们知道还有其他的人比他们更贫穷，比他们更可怜。
They recognized that there were others who were even poorer than they were and more destitute than they were.
所以他们知道这个是得福气的一个机会啊。
Therefore, they knew that it was the opportunity for them to gain blessings.
就是在这里贫穷的时候，他们还不放弃这个机会。
Even when they were poor, they did not want to let go of such opportunity.
现在不做要等到什么时候啊？
That if they were not to do so at that point in time, at what other point in time were they able to do so?
因为第四节说，再三的恳求那些使徒们说要准他们在这共结圣徒的恩情上有份，他们也要参加一份呢。
Because in verse 4 it says that they were imploring them with much urgency so that they could become part of the ministry.
So, 他们立下良好的榜样啊。
And because of that, they established a very good example.
那我们有什么可以施舍的呢？可以慷慨的呢？
So, with what are we able to give others and how can we become generous?
那第一个就是分享我们的心。
And first of all, that is, we need to share our heart.
请看回来路加福音11章。
Let's turn back to Luke. Chapter 11,
路加福音十一章
，Luke chapter 11,
十一章三十七节
，Luke chapter 11 verse 37,
三十七
，37。
说话的时候，有一个法利赛人请耶稣同他吃饭啊，耶稣就进去坐席。三十八节
，verse 38。
这个法利赛人看见耶稣饭前不洗手，便诧异。三十九
，verse 39。
他主对他们说：“如今你法利赛人洗净杯盘的外面，你们里面却是充满勒索和邪恶。”
Verse 39, the Lord said to them, Now you Pharisees, make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness.
我们再看41节。
Verse 41,
只要把里面的，把里面的施舍给人。
But rather, give alms of such things as you have.
这一段的中文的标题是说论心里的光啊。
And then the title to this particular passage in Chinese has been the light in our heart.
So, 第一个，我们可以把我们心啊跟别人分享。
And so, first of all, we are able to share with others our heart.
那怎么把我们心啊跟别人分享呢？
How do we share our heart with others?
我们看保罗他怎么做。
Let's go to go to read how Paul had done so.
请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Turn to Acts chapter 20.
《使徒行传》二十章二十节
，Chapter 20 verse 20，
《使徒行传》二十章二十节
，Acts chapter 20 verse 20。
你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样违避，避讳不说的，或在众人面前或在个人家里，我都教导你们。
Verse 20, how I kept back nothing and was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house.
我们看保罗是一个乐意与人分享的人。
So we see how Paul was somebody who was willing to share with others.
他能够把内心的感受跟别人分享。
He was capable of sharing what was in him with others.
把内心的喜乐 与别人分享。
That he was willing to share the joy within him with others.
把内心的忧愁与别人分享。
That he was willing to share the sorrow within him with others.
反正他心里感觉怎么样，就跟别人分享啊。
Whatever he was feeling within his heart, he was willing to share with others.
啊，当我们有的人是只分享快乐的那个忧愁、那个不好意思、失败的，就隐藏在里头。不愿意跟别人分享。
Of course, there are those people among us who are only willing to share the happiness with others, that those bad feelings or any sort of sorrowfulness that we do not want to share with others.
那被人骗了也不敢分享。
That even after we have been deceived, we do not want to share with others.
那保罗他是什么都分享啊。
But then for Paul, he was willing to share with others.
把内心的感受分享给别人。
In everything that he was feeling in his heart, he was willing to share with others.
我们要乐于分享。
And so we need to also be willing to share with others.
有的时候在查经聚会的时候。
And so at times during Bible studies and having service.
那查经聚会本来就是说大家一起来分享啊。
And so when we are having Bible studies, we are trying to share with others.
一起来学习。
That we are coming together to learn.
因为主耶稣啊，对每一个人的造就是不一样的。
Because, the edification that the Lord had toward everyone would be different.
那对我的方法，可能跟你的方法不一样。
The method.
主耶稣造就我们的方法跟造就你的方法不一样。
The method in which he employs to edify you would be different from how he edifies others.
只要是大家能够把它讲出来。
However, if we're able to simply talk it out,
那对信徒的造就是多么的大。
How great an edification would it be toward other members?
我们这个叫做 congregation， 大家 members 叫 congregation members， 这个大众啊，这个众人呐、啊，这个教会是一个 congregation。
Our church here would be considered a congregation, a representative.
那为什么叫 congregation？ 就是大家 assembly， 大家在一起呀、
啊。What would it be called congregation？ It would be assembly of everyone.
不然的话，我们敬拜神，你可以在家也可以敬拜神呢、啊。
Or else, if you want to worship the Lord, you can worship the Lord in your house.
在家也可以自己祷告啊。
You can also pray in your own home.
自己读圣经啊。
You can also read the Bible in your
own home. 为什么还要来教会聚会？
Why would you need to come to church to have service?
在教会所做的事情是跟在家里差不多啊。
So everything that you do in the church can also be done within your own household.
那在这里就大家分享。
But then here, we're also sharing with everyone.
要分享我们的心。
We are sharing our heart with everyone.
分享主耶稣的恩典。
We are trying to share God's grace with everyone.
分享神告诉我要讲的话。
And sharing what the Lord had told me.
每个人读圣经啊，都有他自己的感受啊。
Everybody maintain their own feeling when they read the Bible.
你的感受跟我的感受或许不一样啊。
What you have felt would be different from what I have felt.
我今天只是当传道，我必须要站在这里讲啊。
And so today, I am a pastor, therefore I have to stand here to speak out.
神感动我这样子，我就这样子说啊。
That the Lord had touched me this one, therefore I speak out in this manner.
但是神也一定会感动你。
Nonetheless, the Lord would also touch you.
我们就把它分享出来。
And because of that, we then share with others.
所以要乐意来分享出来，分享我们的心。
We should be happy and willing to share with others.
像保罗一样。
Just as Paul had done.
所以查经聚会的时候，大家要乐于分享。
And so during times of Bible study and services, we need to be willing to share.
我们想到主耶稣的教导。
We need to think about what the Lord had taught us.
那施比受更有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们要想一想，有些人是需要神的 message， 有些人是需要这方面的资讯呢、啊。
And so we need to consider how there are others who require Lord's message.
我们就失败的话，我们告诉别人，让别人免于重复倒车。
That if we have failed once before, then we need to share with others so that they would not walk on our path.
啊，再来，我们可以分享我们的财物。
Also, second, we need to share our material possessions.
请看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言二十二章。
Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言二十二章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9.
箴言二十二章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9.
眼目慈善的就必蒙福，因他将食物分给穷人。
Verse 9, he who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives his bread to the poor.
圣经在诗篇里头经常说，主是美善的，美善的。 善的。
The Bible had always mentioned the Lord to be someone who's beautiful and good.
Oh, good. 对，美善就是把美善的这个中文啊，那英文是 good 啊，中文就翻译成为美善善。
And so in English, it's actually just good, but then in Chinese, it's been translated into beautiful and good.
所以眼目慈善就眼目啊，很好啊，有好的眼睛啊。
Here is mentioned that he who has a generous eyes means that the person's eye is generous.
好的眼睛就是指着说慷慨的人呢。
With a good eye means that you are someone who's generous.
也就是我们刚开始在解释题目的意思。
And just as in the very beginning, this is how we explain the meaning behind our title.
所以眼目慈善的就必蒙福，因他将食物分给穷人。
He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives his bread to the poor.
所以这些人都是很慷慨的。
So for these people, they have been very generous.
就把食物啊分给穷人。
Then they gave their bread to the poor.
当然，我们现在不需要这个食物啊，大家。冰箱有很多东西啊。
And so currently, we probably don't need food a lot because all of us have food in our fridge.
但是有些人是急需哈，急需，但是他们临时啊，就没有那么多钱。
But then there are others who are in emergency, because all of a sudden they are without a lot of money.
以前有个姐妹呢，他们夫妻都要上班呢。
Previously, we have this sister that.Her and the spouse would be going to work.
上班呢、啊、可以应付每天的日常生活的需要。
And with their jobs, they're capable of dealing with the daily necessities and bills.
那但是忽然之间，他们家里的这个屋顶啊，它坏的。
But then all of a sudden, their roof has some issue with it.
下雨会落水啊。
That is, when it rained, it would start to leak.
这不修就不行啊。
And so it came to a point where they had to deal with it.
可是修的屋顶的话，又是要一笔大钱。
But then if they had to fix the roof, then it would be a quite large sum of money.
临时啊，弄不到那些钱啊。
But then, in that short period of time, they were not able to acquire so much money.
只好跟信徒借。
And then they had to borrow from.The members.
那感谢主啊，有位信徒啊，就借给他。
But then, thank the Lord that we did have another member who was willing to lend her the money.
所以我们并不一定需要有些的食物啊，因为大家都有东西可以吃啊。
We don't need to have a lot of food because all of us have enough to eat.
但是当信徒有急需的时候啊，有急需的时候，我们就要帮助他。
When we have members who are in desperate needs, then we need to go ahead and help.
那我们也可以分享我们的生命。
We can also share our life.
那请看耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to Lamentations.
第四章第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
耶利米哀歌第四章第四节。
Lamentations, chapter 4, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
吃奶孩子的舌头因干渴贴在上膛，孩童求饼无人拨给他们。
Verse four, the tongue of the infant clings to the mouth, to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask for bread, but no one breaks it for them.
那这一节本身是跟这个题目没有什么相关联。
And so this particular verse actually has nothing or not much to do with the title.
但是我要用它的一个字。
But then I want to use this one particular word here.
就孩童。求饼，但没有人拨给他，没有人拨饼给他。
That young children ask for bread, but no one breaks it for them.
那所以我们从这一段呢，就来思考这个拨是什么意思啊？拨饼是什么意思
？So let's utilize this particular passage and think about what does it mean to break.
那拨饼就是施舍啊。
To break the bread means to give freely the bread.
这个饼是我的啊。
Because this bread belongs to me.
但是你现在没有东西吃。
But then right now you do not have anything to eat.
我就跟你分享这薄饼，就跟你分享。
Share with you and I'll break the bread for you.
这薄的本身就是一种分享，一种牺牲。我把这些嘛牺牲，我就给你。那我给你吃，我就不能吃啊。我本来可以吃一个饼的，那现在一部分给你，那我就只能够吃一半了。
So to break here means
to give freely as in a form of charity. And then originally, I have the entire bread for myself, but right now, because I had to share with you, I only have half of the bread with me.
所以有这个概念以后，我们再来看哥林多前书。
With this particular concept in mind, let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十四节。
Chapter 11, verse 24.
这是主耶稣啊，在谈保罗在谈主耶稣怎么来自己设立圣餐的事情。
Paul here mentioned how the Lord established the Holy Communion.
二十四节
，verse 24。
祝谢了就拨开说啊，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
Verse 24, and when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, "Take eat, this is my body."
那个中文啊，有个小字有没有？大家有没有看到中文啊？我们注意看啊。中文蛇有骨卷，骨卷的做剥开。
And so here it actually mentioned that the body which is broken.
做剥饼也是舍弃自己啊，把自己弄碎啊。
So to break the bread would actually represent to break to sacrifice ourselves.
做剥饼做分给别人吃啊。
That if we are to break the bread, we're trying to share the bread with others.
所以主耶稣也用剥饼这个动作。来告诉大家，他也是在分，我们可以分享他的生命啊。
And so with this action of breaking the bread, the Lord wants us to understand that He's here to share with us His life.
因为他把他的命舍了，剥了
，Because 破了 He sacrificed His life, He broke His body for us.
他愿意分享啊，愿意分享他自己的生命。
He's willing to share His life with us.
他必须要舍命牺牲啊。
But in doing so, he must sacrifice his life.
So we can 分享我们的生命啊。
So we're capable of sharing our own lives.
我们生命是什么？
What would be our lives?
我们的时间就是生命的一部分嘛。
That our time would be a portion of our life.
所以要分享我们的时间。
So we need to be willing to share our time.
要跟教会、跟弟兄姐妹一起分享时间呢。
That for with the church, with the members within the church, we're willing to share our time.
不要吝啬。
So we should not become stingy.
时间是神给的
，that the time would be given by the Lord。
所以我们要分享我们的生命。
So we need to share our lives。
那在舍与得之间啊，只是在一念之间而已的。
Within the concept of give and receive, really, it's only separated by a very thin line。
有舍才有得啊。
Only after you give will you be able to receive。
啊，没有说两个可以兼得。
It's not.It's not a case where you can have both.
比如说，我们是要工作啊，还是要家庭啊？这个是要一个舍跟得啊。
And so, do we want to have family or do we want to have work? Here, we need to gain a balance of give and receive.
有的人为了要照顾年老的父母亲
，For a lot of people, in order to take care of their very elderly parents,
他就把一年收入啊，一年收入年薪是十几万的工作辞掉了。
They then would let go of those their jobs that would pay six figures.
他就舍掉他的工作，很丰厚的工作。
They would actually let go of a very high-paying job.
得什么？得来照顾他父母亲，孝顺他父母亲，尽他一份人职的义务的。
What did they want to receive? And that they want to receive the time to be able to take care of their parents and to be able to fulfill their responsibility as children.
So, 当他父母亲离开世间以后
so after the parents departed this world,
他就心安理得
and then that they were able to clear their conscience.
因为他已经尽力的
because in all ways,
he had done
their best. But then, conversely,
他只是重视这个收入
but then, if that person only emphasized the high-paying job.
那父亲的事情，他没有时间去管。
And for with the matters from their parents, they did not want to go and take care of them.
有心，但是他因为不能够一个人，不能够同时两个事情做是做不了的，一天只有二十四个小时啊。
Even though they have the heart, but because there's only 24 hours in a day, they cannot complete both tasks.
当他父母亲过世以后
，But then after the parents would pass away,
他一定会很后悔啊。
And he or she will become very regretful about this.
So, 我们时间有限
so we have limited time.
我们什么应该舍的
so whatever we want to give,
我们要分清楚
we need to think about it very clearly.
要有舍才有得。
Only after we give are we able to receive.
那我们得要会得到百倍的收成。
And when we receive, we shall harvest 100-fold.
那同时主耶稣也说啊，坐在一个最小弟兄身上，就是坐在他的身上了。
And the Lord has said that whatever you do, you've done it unto the smallest among you, then you've done it on me.
所以要怎么来对主耶稣啊，来敬庄，对主耶稣来报答他的恩典。
So how are we able to exhibit our loyalty toward the Lord? How are we able to repay His grace?
那就是要坐在弟兄身上。
That is, we need to complete these things on those brothers among us.
所以舍跟得只是一念之间呢。
So really, the concept of to give and to receive really are only separated by a very thin line.
当我们想清楚以后
，and only after we think about it and consider it very clearly.
那我们就会慷慨。
Then we will become very generous.
我们最后再来看一次路加福音十一章。
Let's lastly turn back to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter
11. 四十一节。
Verse 41.
只要把里面的施舍给人，凡物与你们就都洁净的。
Verse 41, and but rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you.
啊，就是我们只要我们慷慨
，as long as we are generous.
啊，就是我们帮助别人只一点点而已啦。
Even if we help others only just a little.
帮助别人一杯凉水而已。
Perhaps we only help others with a glass of cold water.
水是很平常东西。
Water would be something that's very ordinary.
但是这是说，凡物与你们就洁净的。
But then here it says that then indeed all things are clean to you.
那些看起来不值钱的东西。
Those things that would be considered not valuable.
但是神悦纳。
But then the Lord would be willing to accept them.
因为已经洁净的。
Because they have been clean.
所以不要看一点点的东西。
So do not think about these things. Consider these things lightly.
啊，也不要看一点点的打招呼啊。
Do not also consider lightly to greet others.
我们要慷慨跟别人先打招呼啊。
So we need to become generous and greet others first.
Good morning.
Say good morning.
会不会很难
？Would it be so difficult?
我们碰到弟兄姐妹很高兴。Good morning.
And after we meet our brothers and sisters, we become so happy that we're willing to say good morning.
Hallelujah.
Or hallelujah.
这些话算是很平常
，and so these things can be considered quite ordinary.
但是呢，在神呢就已经洁净了，神悦纳。
But then within the Lord, it is considered very acceptable and it's very clean.
那神纪念
，and the Lord will remember.
叫唱诗
，let's sing him.
120首
120.